Hello, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I just felt very inspired to come on and share with you all today how wonderful and great you all are, how wonderful and great our God is, and He really wants us to be so blessed and happy in all that we're doing. And this year, as I keep saying, and I think is a great declaration for everyone, that this is the greatest year ever. Like, really, this is the greatest year ever lived so far. And there is so much for us to experience this year with God as we're obedient, as we're hungry, as we're desiring, as we're being led of His Spirit, as we're trusting Him. He just gives us such fulfillment in all things. Like, life should be enjoyable. Life should be about bearing much fruit and seeing the fruit of God, having the maximum blessings and benefits from Him, and knowing that He is our Dad, Jehovah God, and through Him, all grace abounds towards us. And, you know, I wanted to share today just on about practical living, or practically applying the things that we're learning within our living. Like, it's a strong subject on my heart. It's been a strong subject for over a week now, that we want to practically apply the things that we're hearing in our living. Because God, He's given us everything, right? So since Jesus Christ ascended up to heaven with God, we are now here in Christ's stead. We are here as Christ. We have great ability, greater power. We have direct access to God. And everything God gives us to do, if we do it, such a joy in our heart, we will experience everything perfectly. And it got me thinking, actually, because I was thinking of my mum the other day, and I was thinking of her when we were younger. So as children, she had me, who was around 10, she had my sister Jade, who was around 6, and then she was looking after my sister's children for quite a while. So my sister had twin girls, but they were babies. They were babies in the pram, in a double pram, maybe like a few months old, maybe a year. I don't think they just touched a year, but yeah. And so my mom, she could never drive. My mom just always walked everywhere. She didn't, she couldn't drive. She didn't want to drive. That all stemmed because she had an accident when she was young, and it discouraged her from ever wanting to learn to drive. But anyway, so she, as children, we walked everywhere. If it was raining, if it was snowing, if it was freezing cold, if we had to do our shopping, if we needed to go to school, if we needed to go to the doctors, we walked everywhere. My mum would never get a taxi. Sometimes we would get on the bus, but like, especially if we needed to go to my grandma's house or shopping, there wasn't really a direct bus. So I would remember just walking with my sister on like a board behind the pram, or the stroller. The stroller loaded up with bags of shopping, me holding shopping, being weighed down and walking in all kinds of weather. And so I was thinking, because what happened was I got in my car the other day, I needed to do something, and I kind of had a little flashback of that moment, and I started to be very thankful to God for being able to drive. Like, hands on my heart, I'm very thankful for being able to drive. Even when I passed my test, it was the best thing I ever done. It gave me such independence, it gave me such freedom. All of you know I love cars, I love being on the road, I will drive anywhere. I may not be the best driver in most people's opinions, but I love to drive, right? And I just then sat as I was in my car thinking of all these things and thinking, wow, like, I am so blessed to be able to drive. I have literally the maximum benefits of being able to drive. I can do what I want, when I want. I don't have to rely on anyone. It's just great. It really is. I don't have to be impacted by the weather. It's just great. It's such a great thing. Now, I know there's people out there who may not ever desire to drive, and that's fine. But for me, it's such a blessing, it's such a benefit, and it's needed in my life. And so all of this came from just thinking of being younger and my mum walking. So then I started to, as I turned my engine on, I started to think of putting my foot on the clutch, putting the car into gear, then putting my foot on the accelerator, turning my wheel. And then God started to give deep revelation, just by somewhat so practical, that when I was learning to drive, if the person who was teaching me to drive never let me get behind the wheel of the car, if he just said, okay, you have to put your foot on the clutch, put it down, use your hand, change the gears, and he would always just use verbal communication on how I was to do it, I would never have learned how to drive. I would have never have been able to be so free as what I am now, because it would have just been his knowledge, his wisdom behind how to drive, but I would never have actually done it. And what do I mean by that? Like, we have to practice, we have to practically apply what we're learning so that we get the maximum benefits of what we're being taught. So with the car, I had to get behind the wheel, I had to physically put my foot on the clutch, turn the wheel, put the indicators on, do all of those things, and I had to practice. I had to be fully courageous to sit behind that wheel. I had to kind of have no fear. And at that time, when I was learning to drive, I was actually such a nervous driver. I remember I would put my foot on the clutch and my leg would be shaking like 100 miles an hour, like shake, 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 shake. And I would have to pull over and let my leg calm down. And passing my test took me a few attempts, again through nerves. I was so nervous. You wouldn't think that now, but I was so nervous. And so, unless I ever got in that car and I conquered those nerves and I did what I was encouraged to do and I practiced and practiced and practiced, I would have never have been able to drive now. One, fear would have put me off, and two, because I always had kind of an indirect fear because of how my mum would always respond and react about cars. She did trust my aunt and my granddad to drive, but she would always sit in the back, very nervous. So again, that has an impact on you. And so indirectly, that must have had an impact on me. But anyway, when I finally passed my test, wow, I felt so free. I was like, yes, I did it. And then as I carried on practicing and driving and being more independent, the more my confidence grew. The further I was able to drive, I then was able to go on the motorway and travel long distance. And so the reason why I'm sharing about this is because everything with God is the same. Everything that God is teaching us, everything He directs us to do, unless we practically apply it and practice it and perfect it in a sense, then we're just going to have knowledge and we're not going to receive the maximum benefits from God. We're not going to be able to be truly free and be able to move and be blessed, just like me driving a car. Because otherwise we'll always be on the back of somebody else's knowledge, on the back of somebody else's wisdom, somebody telling us great things, but unless you're willing to practice it, then you're not going to know. And so it brought me to speaking in tongues. Now, this is such a powerful spiritual truth from our God. It's perfect prayer to God. It makes intercession for us. It gives us the words when we don't know what to pray. It brings great peace. It brings clarity. It opens our heart up to God, our mind up to God. It quickens and makes alive our mortal bodies. It heals us when we're sick. The benefits of speaking in tongues are to the maximum. Like, it is to the maximum. You cannot go wrong if you speak in tongues. You cannot go wrong if you are doing it, you know. And the more you're speaking in tongues, the more you're energized. And so if someone's just telling you all the time how great speaking in tongues is, the benefit of speaking in tongues and what you will receive when you speak in tongues, if you're only just listening and you're not actually manifesting those tongues or speaking those tongues or breaking down the confidence barrier that you may feel in regards to speaking in tongues. So for example, I had a young lad come to our fellowship, or he still comes to our fellowship, but and he's really nervous. Like he just hasn't broke that barrier yet, and a lot is confidence. And so what happens is then we don't see the benefit and we don't feel the benefit. So it just becomes another man's wisdom and another man's logic, even though it's God's wisdom and God's logic. Until you do it yourself, you're not going to see, feel what God says is available. And it's the same with honoring God, walking by the Spirit, praying for the laborers, connecting, praying, reading our scriptures if we feel led to do that, listening to a sharing, building and inspiring our faith. Like, we want to practice every day the things God is putting in our heart and the things that we're hearing. And if we don't know how to practice it, if it seems a bit hard or there seem limits on it, we say, God, take away the limits. Like, you help me to practice this. So speaking in tongues is really easy to practice because you can't go wrong. Even if you feel like you're talking a bit, you know, you can't go wrong because God will manifest that tongue through you. He will bring out that spirit from you, and then you will just feel so activated, so great, and it's just awesome. So I was just really meditating and thinking on these things this week. Like, we want to practically apply the things that we're hearing and receiving from God in our day-to-day living. Like, it's everyday living with God. Every day is an exciting day with God. Every day is a joyful day with God. We don't want things to be superficial, you know, just like a barrier, like a cream. You know, when we put a cream on our skin, it's just superficial. It's just going on the skin barrier, on the layer of skin. It's not deeply going in and penetrating the bones and the blood, you know, a cream. You know, what does that is a pill or something like this. And so we don't want what we're learning from God just to be superficial and it just to be on the top layer. We want it to be deep in our spirit, deep in our hearts, so that we are just walking with God every single day. And it's not like we have to try and manufacture this or try to do anything in our own strength. It's not like it's hard or we have to try and figure things out, because God does all that for us. We just have to go to Him and ask Him for help. We have to say, God, I don't really understand what's being spoken or taught, but help me to understand it. And He will help you. He will show you. And then you just start to practically apply. And speaking in tongues is one of those easy things that we can do. We just begin. Just begin. The same by walking by the Spirit. Like, just begin. You know, and if you feel like you're wrong or you're making a mistake, like, praise God, He will direct you, He will lead you, because we can't go wrong with God. We cannot go wrong with His direction, His wisdom, and He sees our heart. He sees our reliability and our faithfulness to what to do what He's putting in our heart to do. And then when we do it, we receive the maximum benefits, like to the full, overflowing. Everything from God is overflowing, surplus. And so, like, so when we speak in tongues, we're receiving His maximal spiritual wisdom, His maximum spiritual communication. But you have to practically apply it for yourself and do it from the heart. This is the other thing, like, doing the things that are being encouraged to us because we want to, because we got such a hunger to want to, not just because we're told to. And at the beginning, it may feel like we're doing it because we're told to, because we don't have an understanding, or we're just learning and growing, we're babes in Christ. But as we mature with God, as we start to build our relationship with God, everything should be from the heart, because we want to, cheerfully. God, I want to speak in tongues more, and I'm doing this unto You. I'm not doing this unto myself or anyone, but unto You. And the same when we're honoring God with our substance, or we're walking by the Spirit, like, or connecting, or what, doing it because we want to. And then when we want to do it and we have a heart behind what we're doing, we will absolutely, without a doubt, see the best results, have the best blessings, be blessed in all that we do, and enjoy everything God wants us to enjoy. So, like, for me, back to the car, I really enjoy driving. But I really had to start to do what I needed to do to get that independence and that freedom. So if you want independence and freedom and deliverance from your old way of living and you want to live in your new way of living, just do what God puts in your heart to do, and do it every day unto Him from the fullness of your heart. Do it because you want to, not just because you're told to or you know that it's the right thing to do, even though that's not a bad thing. But you'll get more benefit, like you'll get more feeling and you'll get more blessings in a sense from doing it because you want to. It won't be superficial, it'll become more deeper impact into who you are. I said that all wrong, but anyway, God loves you all very, very much, and He really wants us to be living our best life. Like, I see this, He wants us to be living our best life. He wants us to really experience everything He says is available. He doesn't want us to lack anything. He doesn't want us to deny the things that He's given us to do. He wants us to practically apply it with full heart so that we are blessed, so that we are benefited, so that the windows of heaven are open upon us, so that we're walking in signs, miracles, and wonders, so the faith that we have will move the mountains, you know, and that we're opened up to God and all His greatness and all His goodness. And I love it with God, because there should be no effort or no burden. There's no sorrow with God, you know, it's all joy, abundance, grace, and love. And it comes from obedience, it comes from a heart of service, a heart of gladness, a heart to want to listen and to do, not judging anyone according to their flesh, not trying to be better than anyone, not trying to take somebody's place in this life, because you all have your own place. You all have your own place within the body of Christ and in your mission, what God wants you to do. And when you just start opening yourself up to the things of God, wow, you see such transformation, such deliverance and freedom, just like me driving my car. And I see the contrast, because when we were walking as kids, it was hard, it was cold, it was miserable. And now I don't have to experience any of those things, because I practiced something that was going to benefit my life. And everything God gives you to do, if you practice it, it will benefit your life. So this was in my heart to share. God bless you all.